This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what's for lunch today in the cafeterias. The turkey cheddar sandwich, the hummus dipper, and the baby carrots. Many other schools will be offering, as an alternative, the bean and cheese nachos, the chicken Alfredo pasta, the turkey avocado sandwich, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and more baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 p.m. More BBC news this hour with Top Line at 8:45. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of California news stories. You couldn't ask for a worse situation. Those are the words of a Santa Barbara County sheriff at a press conference last night. Authorities are still looking for 9 people still missing after that explosion and fire on board a boat off the coast of Southern California near Santa Cruz Island and the Santa Barbara Channel Islands. The Coast Guard is saying 25 people have died in the disaster early yesterday morning. There were originally 39 people on board the Conception. They left Santa Barbara earlier this Labor Day weekend on a scuba diving trip. There are 5 crew members who survived and are safe on shore. Different news sources are reporting on a recording of a Mayday call between someone on the ship and a 9/11 operator. Questions were asked about people trapped, a locked door, and possible lack of firefighting equipment. Meanwhile, authorities opened a family assistance center where counseling was being provided to relatives of those on board. None of the names were immediately released. 2 more weeks for California state legislature to make some important decisions before the end of the session on the 13th of this month. 3 of the bills before lawmakers are lowering the number of vaccination exemptions in the wake of this year's measles outbreak, treating Uber and Lyft drivers as employees, not contractors, and requiring police to be trained how to de-escalate confrontations, a response to public outrage with public police shootings. Remember presidential candidate Andrew Yang's idea to give everyone $1,000 a month? Well, something like that is being tried out in the city of Stockton. An experimental program started in February is giving 120 people up to $500 a month. The test goes on for 18 months. It's being funded by private donations. There is a worry that such a program to give people reason may give people a reason to not work to earn money. The researchers say that they're most interested in the impact of happiness of those receiving the money, not the financials. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon, and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance. $15 a month may seem small, but it adds up to a big impact each month. KLW's 2,000 sustaining members make it possible to shorten our membership drives to only a couple of times a year. Go to KALW.org to become a sustainer or call our membership department at 415-841-4121, extension 1, and a big thank you. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. Support for NPR comes from iDrive, maker of remote PC, providing access to computers with a display of remote computer on a local screen for use with remote assistance and work from anywhere. Learn more at remotepc.com. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny, 60s and 70s here in the city, 70s to 80s around the bay, 90s inland, west winds up to 20 miles per hour. Time now is 8:07. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of September, 2019. It is the 246th day of the year, 119 days remaining until the end of the year, 20 days until autumn begins, 182 days until primaries, and 427 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 6:42. The sun will set at 7:34 tonight. We have 12 hours, 52 minutes of daylight to play in. The first low tide is right now at 8:49, the solar transit at 1:08 this afternoon, the next high tide at 3:30 this afternoon, and the final low tide at the Golden Gate rolls in at 9:44 tonight. The moon is somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% visible in the, and it's a, still a waxing crescent moon. We'll have a quarter moon in 2 days on Thursday, and we'll have a full moon in 10 days on Friday the 13th. Today is another Look Unlimited Day, National Skyscraper Day, Telephone Tuesday, U.S. Bowling League Day. It's also China's Victory Over Japan commemoration. It's the Feast of San Marino, Broadcast Day in South Korea, Flag Day in Australia, Independence Day in Qatar, Levi Mwasa Day in Zambia, Memorial Day in Tunisia, Merchant Navy Day in Canada and the United Kingdom, Tokaiaga Day in Tokelau, New Zealand, and it's National Welsh Rarebit Day in the United States, but it's not in Wales. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Dixie Lee Ray, Memphis Slim, Allison Lurie, Irene Pappas, Eileen Brennan, Freddie King, Carol Churchill, Eduardo Galliano, Valerie Perrine, Malcolm Gladwell, and Charlie Sheen. On this day in history, in 1783, representatives of the United States and Britain signed the Treaty of Paris, which officially ended the Revolutionary War. And in 1802, William Wordsworth composes the sonnet composed on the Westminster Bridge, September 3rd, 1802. Much more up on KALW.org. It's the KALW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@KALW.org. Cross Currents Morning Report now at 8:52.